some concerns for you as a board to really consider, is this the right place for this venue based on what's around it? And
ma'am, I'm going to need you to wrap it up.
You're okay.
At 5 minutes.
And I totally get it. Okay. So the water was the main thing there. And then again, just if they're going to be having campfires and things like that, there's a lot of cedar there that could catch on fire very easily.
Okay.
So thank you for your time very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. So I think I've got everyone on this side. So, sir, do you want to start and we'll work our way back, or do you have a preference? Or you want to go ahead and go?
Yeah. Jeffrey Odell, 245 William Place. Just kind of a reiteration of the safety concerns of Sunset Inn. That road structure is just really not meant for even the volume that it's getting now. Seven blind curves, two pinch points that sometimes normal-sized vehicles have trouble passing. The entrance that was stated before, access off T Highway onto Sunset Inn, that's another pinch point. And roads coming, or cars coming down T Highway, that is a blind hill coming across there as well. I do have a 39-foot motor coach that I take down that road, and it's a harrowing experience. And there have been times that I've had to leave the asphalt simply because the road wasn't wide, or people that aren't experienced won't yield to their side. So I think I would humbly ask that you would take into consideration the safety of accessing the property. We have nothing against camping or glamping, obviously, but I think the access to this area is something that needs to be considered.
Okay, thank you. Next row.
Thank you for listening to this, and I've got some of the same concerns.
Sir, your name?
Oh, Gary Treat, and I'm on 140 William Place.
Thank you.
It's right on the corner there on Sunset. Got the same concerns that we've heard voiced, the narrow road and RVs, heavy traffic, the road may... It's a chip and seal road, and it damaged the road, but... the traffic is already heavy through there. This is a strong residential area just on the left side of this property. There's probably 20 or more houses in the 300,000 plus range that pays a lot of taxes to the county. And we've got concerns about the increased traffic. We've got concerns about meeting these larger vehicles on these sharp curves. And they are blind spots on that road on Sunset. Also, we need more information, or would like more information about the open patio and what that would involve, noise levels. This thing is in sight from my backyard. So, concerned about the noise levels, concerned about are there going to be alcohol involved? And the reason I say that, my experience in living in a different state with something similar to this, I was continuously picking up beer cans out of the yard. And it's just a concern about noise and the traffic. And, like the realtor said earlier, decreased value in our residential properties. And I think there will be a downside to that. And so... that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Same row.
Hello. My name is Johnny Sally. I live at 1865 Sunset Inn Road, which is just northwest of that property. Pretty much everything that they said, I'm not going to repeat what they said. One thing that I want to add, at the corner of Ladybug and Sunset Inn Road where that stop sign is, the school bus stops right there. It doesn't go any further. It stops right there, and then it turns left, and I'm guessing somebody else can tell me it comes through Lookout Ridge. I'm not sure on that. I don't know, but it turns left at Ladybug. Where does it go from there? I don't know. Another thing is, I got a 16-year-old daughter. You know, she just learned driving. that's my only concern that I wanted to add to that. So, you know what I mean? That's all I got. I mean.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thank you. Next row.
Terry Hoskins. I live at 1300. I live just to the south. And right there where that road comes out from across the street, they've tore my fence down five times. They're driving through it. And your road's not wide enough, the biggest problem I have. So I don't know what you're going to do with that, but I'm not going to give you any land, so don't worry about that either.
So Scott, where is he talking about?
Wide the right of way. Is this your parcel right here?
This is mine right here. I have about
1,300. Okay.
Pull this fence down 5 times. But other than that, we do a lot of shooting and drive fast, and that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else on that row? Next row back, anyone signed up to speak? Good evening.
Bruce Greeno, 1100 Sunset Inn Road. And we joined the property on the back.
This area here.
We are concerned about the traffic, for one thing. I've had two wrecks on the front of my place in the last month and a half. They took out my fence, missed that S-curve. The traffic volume is the primary concern. The road is very narrow, pretty tough to navigate, and if you're running a little fast, you're not going to. The oak trees do a good job of stopping, but... it could be detrimental to our kids and grandkids that come out to visit. I'm also concerned about the property devaluation. We moved out of town to get away from some of the noise. Used to live just off of 248. We moved out there to be a little more quiet. The noise pollution, we are concerned about if there's going to be parties there. Haley, I'm not really sure what you're saying.
Sir, we need you to address the Planning Commission, please.
That is our major concern. And the possible devaluation of our properties. Because we put a pretty good investment in there, trying to clean that place up. If that can be answered, and the impact on our environmental structure on it would be a primary concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Same row. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. My name's Dennis Moore. We have got a house going up on 2300 Sunset Inn Road, which is just past that all the way down by Mike Button's place, which my mother talked just a minute ago, and Chris and them are very good people. Know them very well. And my biggest concern is, whenever they talked about when Button did his thing, I was here for the hearing on that. And the road widening. Whenever you guys were talking about ideas about widening the road, you guys come down through there. And I don't feel that widening the road is going to make it any more convenient or anything like that. The people that live down there, they come down and they're, well... I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, his events when they're coming down to the meeting or to the weddings, if they're on time, they're doing all right. But, like, if they're 5-10 minutes before the event starts or right afterwards, they come down there and they're getting with it down through there. The people that leave focus on the family in the evenings, I'm guilty of it. I'm sure everybody is. You get on the road and you just want to go home. Sorry.
You're doing good. No worries.
It's been a while since I've talked in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah. Hang in there. You're doing good.
That is a big concern of mine is the speed on everybody coming down through that road. I mean, you guys don't live down there. I've seen it firsthand. I know that they've probably seen it going right by their place even, how fast people can get going down there. And, it's scary. I do have kids. I've got kids that are fixing to start driving. I'm not concerned with somebody that knows how to drive and pull an RV. I pull trailers. If somebody knows how to drive and pull one. I was mowing Bernie Bowman's place the other day. It's right on the outside of T30 right there. And I watched an RV miss that first turn. And then as they were pulling into the second turn there was almost a T-bone crash from somebody coming up over that hill. And it could have been a dump truck, it could have been my truck, it could have been anybody's car. But it was just coincidence it was an RV. But I know that the county does want to widen that road, but I just feel that it shouldn't be widened on that side of it. And my grandparents were there. We had relatives before them. My mom and dad's there, and I'm going to be there until I'm gone. Another concern I've got is with water coming down through. There is a creek down through there. I don't know how close, Chris, that those are going to be down there by your creek down there. I know we had to talk about it. Chris installed my septic down at my place. And we had a neighbor up the road that put some pond dye in some stuff, which cleans the algae and stuff like that. And that was a concern to me because it made it all the way from on the other side of their place through his place and down to our place. And everybody's sharing all this stuff, but there is some of us that still have to rely on what we've got. You know, I put my well in. I do have an alternate source of water up there, but I've only got one. And if it was to come down to the point where spring dries up, I'm either going to have to have another well drilled, or, I'm going to have to figure out another means of taking care of some animals. But that's really all I've got to say.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Yep.
Did good. Next. Next row. Next row back. Nothing, right? So let's go this direction towards the back. Who's signed up to speak?
Oh, I need some pamphlets to pass out to the new members. Can I do that now?
Sure.
Pass those out to everybody. Appreciate it.
My name is Philip Miller. I live at 354 Lookout Ridge, Ransom, Missouri. My concern is they decided to put this in. We weren't notified about the first part of it. I'm worried about that. Why weren't we notified that they were even thinking about putting this thing in so we could have a say then instead of wait till it's almost, looks like it's almost done? Since they're putting in these 10 trailers, I want to know, are they going to put in more than 10 in the future? Is that what's going to go to the RVs? Is this going to expand bigger, 30, 40, 50 RVs? Same with the glamping. Will the glamping get bigger? Will they put more of those in there? I also worry about the places where we have our house. Is it going to affect our property values? Is it going to bring them down? Is this place going to turn into something maybe sad? Not going to help anybody. You know what I mean? So, what I'm worried about is all the places being set up right. We got, property values, got the, on the patio. Now I'm worried about that. If they're gonna have parties there, usually parties involve alcohol, and stuff like, is there going to be a curfew? Are they going to have bands there to play all night and I have to listen to this? Or are they going to have a curfew that they have to be shut down by a reasonable hour?